statements made on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeVette.
Well, good afternoon. You're listening to the Dr. Peter DeVette Live Show, and we're your hosts, Dr. Peter and Cindy DeVette. Well, I tell you, it's another beautiful day here in East Texas. Peter, we had just had a really, really big storm in Dallas. We had some tornadoes that have caused a lot of devastation to many, many homes. I think, was it over 600 homes or something like that in the Dallas area in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, we had a big one. And, of course, we got that weather come through us, too. But fortunately, thank God, we didn't have the tornadoes.
Right.
There was one forming over Tyler that I didn't tell you about, but it dissipated.
Uh-huh. So. You were protecting me.
Yeah. But, yeah, we certainly have those, you know, thoughts and prayers that were affected. But the good news is, Cindy, in spite of, as far as I know, not a single person was killed, and I don't think anybody was injured, in spite of the massive amount of damage. I mean, they had
lots
trucks,
of homes were
they had truck trailers flying through the air, you know, with one of those tornadoes. I mean, can you imagine?
It's hard to believe that's real. I mean, you know, nature is amazing, and it's very beautiful and very restorative to the soul, but it's also very powerful and very damaging.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a giant vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
God's vacuum cleaner makes every other vacuum cleaner pale in comparison when you think about it.
Definitely. So we're closing in on the Easter holiday. So I know everybody's getting real ready for Easter, and lots of Easter egg hunts going on, and lots of people just really living in a state of gratitude right now for the Easter holiday.
Yeah, and our subject for today, just to let everybody know, we're going to be talking about a subject that we often forget to talk about, and that's very, very important for a lot of people, you know, and it's the first defense. It's your body's first defense, primary defense, and it's called the skin. So, Cindy, we don't often enough pay attention to what's going on with the skin, but the skin is a harbinger of, you know, what is happening inside the body, and it's often affected first before anything else. So if you think about, you know, protection, what protects your more vital organs, you know, the skin is...
Well, the skin is an organ. It's our largest organ.
That's right. And it protects you from invasion from outside, you know. So if you meet with an organism that wants to invade your body, and if you meet with a toxin that wants to come through, the skin is that first protective layer that prevents that from happening. So, and as I said, oftentimes we neglect the skin, and so many people suffer from skin disorders.
Well, and one thing that people forget is that even though skin is a barrier, it still does take in, it does absorb, and so that's why it's very critical that we are careful what we put on our skin,
and
soak in.
Yeah, you've made that point many times, and it's a point well worth making. And that is that, you know, if you're going to put something on your skin, you better realize that it goes It can go right through the skin, typically does, into your body as if you ate it.
Well, I was going to say, what I used to say is what you put on your skin, you better be able to eat. But we eat a lot of really, really bad things these days. So there's a lot of foods, a lot of substances that a lot of people eat I wouldn't put on my skin.
Now, if you think about how your body forms, when you look at a fetal development, the skin and the intestinal tract are kind of part of each other right at the beginning. I mean, literally, the skin forms a layer inside the called the inner lining of the intestinal tract or the mucous membrane, the outer layer of the mucous membrane, which is similar to the outer layer of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So the mucous membrane, in the intestinal tract, is very good at absorbing, but the skin itself is not that far from it. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, we know with hyperbaric oxygen, for example, that the skin itself will take up a lot of oxygen if it's put under high pressure. Not as good as your lungs, of course, but, it reminds you how, animals live in the fish live in the ocean because they absorb oxygen right from the water into their bodies, through the gills, but also, through their outer layer, depending on the type of fish. But, Cindy, let's think about the functions of the skin. What does the skin do besides mechanical protection from outside invasion? Sharp objects, blunt objects and the like. The skin also is absolutely critical in protecting your temperature, your body temperature. So if you didn't have a skin, you would have very little control of your body temperature. So temperature would, or the body's energy stores would be leaching out into the environment, through the skin. And vice versa, if you're in very hot weather, the skin is absolutely vital for keeping your body cool, through the sweat mechanism.
Sweat. Mm-hmm.
And of course, sweat is also vital for detoxification. So your skin is your biggest detox organ. So most people forget that.
And it's really important not to stop the sweating process. Because when you put on a bunch of harsh deodorants and you stop the sweat from coming through your body, then you can block,
and that's
vital
where,
detoxification
that's,
pathways.
That's kind of an interesting take on it, because if you think about it, in our society, we're addicted to our antiperspirants, and everybody's using antiperspirants, and God forbid we all stopped using antiperspirants, we'd probably stink each other out of house and home. But yet, Cindy, it's not just what we do, it's how we do things that often leads to consequences that are sometimes unintended, and antiperspirant is a great example.
I think it starts with what you eat. There's just so many factors that lead to so many other things, and if you have a healthy diet, then when you sweat, you really don't stink. It all goes back to ground zero. Then you don't have to use those antiperspirants, and you don't have to.
Most people forget that. That's a great point. I mean, some people, their sweat just doesn't stink. Other people, they stink up a storm before they've even sweated.
I don't really stink when I sweat. Have you ever smelled me sweaty, stinky?
I'm not going to say you're there because you might slap me, but you're right. It's like feet. A lot of people can, go for days with the same pair of socks, and feet never stink. Others,
minutes. We've had some children that we could stand their socks up in the middle of the floor, and
we have 7 kids, folks, between the two of us and adopted and everything. But
everybody's different.
We've had a great variety. That can certainly be a challenge. But Cindy, one of the things we do to stop sweating can actually be very, very harmful to the body, and that's the antiperspirants. You know what the active ingredient is in most antiperspirants?
Can you say it?
Yeah, I can say it. It's called aluminum.
Aluminum.
So, so the active ingredient that actually affects the sweat glands to stop them up and stop
and
them from doing what they were created to do, were intended to do, is aluminum.
And we're supposed to stay away from aluminum. But believe it or not, aluminum is also in a lot of baking powder. It's in, it's in so many ingredients that we eat. I mean, we're getting heavy doses of this. And, you know, for women, I want to caution you, because when you use a antiperspirant, a deodorant on your armpits, you're using it right there by your lymphatic system and by your breasts. And, you know, definitely day after day after day, you're getting doses of aluminum right there in concentrated areas of your body.
Yeah, and so Cindy, we're not telling people to stop using antiperspirants and deodorants. We certainly don't want to get, invade your social environment. But I think it is important for people to know that there are some alternatives. You know, so for instance, with antiperspirants, there are some natural odor devices. I wouldn't even call them antiperspirants, because we don't want to stop sweating, by the way. That is a big, huge no-no. Now, we can modify sweating if it's excessive, but Cindy, even that tells you that there's an imbalance in the body that needs to be corrected. So if you're over-sweating, if you're sweating excessively, then we need to look at the metabolism. We need to look at toxicity levels within the body, and we need to look at the autonomic nervous system function. So we're going to be going to a break here in a moment, but when we come back, Cindy, we're going to talk about some of the most common skin diseases and what is behind them. You know, we're going to talk about acne, eczema, psoriasis, you know, and if there's anybody out there that has a skin condition that they've had a frustration dealing with, we want them to give us a call. You're in the studio.
I think we should also talk about the things that help those skin conditions too, and I think sun is a really big one.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one. And we're going to talk about supporting the body's detox mechanisms so that the skin can heal more easily. And we're also going to talk about the emotions and conflicts behind common skin diseases. So stay tuned.
There are some very interesting ones that are behind skin conflicts, that's for sure. I know that it's very, very common conflicts for many, many, many people. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. We want you to call in, chat with us. It's 866-404-6519, 866-404-6519, and visit us at QHIwellness.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com. Get ready for Officer Radio every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, only on Officer.com. It's powered by the worldwide resources of Officer.com and hosted by editor-in-chief of Officer.com and 30-year law enforcement veteran Frank Borelli. Officer.com is your source for the latest news, trends, and issues facing the law enforcement community, which change almost daily. New regulations, new things to know about that affect all in law enforcement. Join us each week as Officer Borelli and his guest examine, dissect, and discuss the issues facing our industry. Call in live and join the conversation to get your voice heard. For more law enforcement news and more about the show, go to officer.com. You can even find us on Facebook and Twitter. Then join us live every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, only on officer.com.
Hi, my name is John Martin, and I'm the CEO of this radio station. Recently, I began a life-changing weight loss program under the supervision and care of Dr. Peter DeVette at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas. The program that Dr. DeVette put me on is called Beta HCG. Now, 97 days ago, I began the program, and as of today, I've lost a total of 63 pounds. You heard me right, 63 pounds in just over 90 days. If you're out there suffering like I was from being overweight and just finally are ready to do something about it, then the days of those long-term yo-yo programs are over. You can finally take care of the problem for good. I personally recommend giving Dr. DeVette's clinic a call at 877 877- 877-484-9735. That's QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Or go online at QHIwellness.com and change your life today. And oh, by the way, tell them John Martin sent you.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Peter DeVette Live Show, and today we are talking about different skin conditions. What does your skin say about you? You know, I was asking somebody that a little bit earlier, I believe our producer, and he said, my skin says I need to get a tan.
Yeah.
He's pretty white. Yeah, I think I agree with him.
He definitely needs a tan. he's as white as a ghost.
He needs his vitamin D3 dose.
I think he's a night animal. he stays indoors during the day and comes out at night.
So what does my skin say about me, honey?
Well, your skin says you're gorgeous, baby.
Oh, yeah. Good answer. Good answer.
From top to bottom.
Yeah?
You're just the epitome of perfection and beauty.
But... You're buttering me up for something. Well, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of people have all kinds of different types of skin. You know, you've got people that have some different blotches on their skin. You know, maybe they have some different liver marks or different sun patches or, you know, the skin says a whole lot about you, whether it's saggy and wrinkly in some areas, whether it's tighter in other areas, whether you've got some rashes or bumps on your skin. There's just a lot of different things when you look at a person that you can see about their health when you look directly at their skin.
And you can often look just at somebody's face and the facial skin, and it'll tell you a whole story. As a matter of fact, you know, I think you have a map somewhere of the face, and
yep,
you know, or for instance, the lower eyelids. When
I can tell if you're constipated or if you're, yeah.
When you're full of it, you can tell.
I can tell if you're full of it.
Face.
Yeah.
Full of it, okay, well. It's a good thing I don't have that problem.
Oh, yeah.
but when you look at, for instance, the lower eyelids, it tells you about the kidneys and it tells you about the sinuses. When it's puffy there, you know, when you have, puffiness over,
The cheek sinuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cheek sinuses. You know, that tells you about the maxillary sinuses and so forth. So you can read the whole body, you know, by looking at features of the skin. And then this is not strictly skin, but even the tongue tells us so much, you know. But the skin also gives away, clues that there's organism overgrowth. For instance, fungal overgrowth. Oftentimes you'll see, you know, in the skin folds, like, for instance, in the groin, signs of yeast, signs of irritation, or in other moist areas in the body, underneath the breast, for example, and most women and even certain men, you know, that are a little bit better endowed, you know, you see that. And you see it in nails. So again, nails are not strictly skin, but that's part of the skin system. You know,
right.
So nails and fungus in the nails is always an indication that that there might be a problem with diabetes, for example. So if you have one or two toenails that are starting to get thickened and are starting
or
to
slightly
get
off color, a little brown or a little, yeah.
Right. That's often the very first signs of a sugar issue that is brewing. So folks, look down, look at those nails, see if you have a problem there, you know, and if there's a sign of a fungus, then get your sugars checked. And or at least get a glucose tolerance test done to see if you're starting to have sugar metabolism problems. So, and Cindy, a lot of people complain of dry skin. So, dry skin, you know, is irritating, especially in the winter when the air is dry and everything. But most people forget that dry skin often can be an early sign of low thyroid. So the thyroid, you know, comes through in the skin and. You know, so you know, there's a lot of people that that have no clue. But if you start seeing drying of the skin, thickening of the skin if you start seeing a loss of hair. You know, hair system is is also part of the skin. You know, so, you know, of course, the hair comes through the skin.
Hair follicles.
So the hair follicle is part of the skin. And hair tells us a lot about what is going on with you. So, when we say thyroid, we often see hair loss with both low or high thyroid. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily tell you which one it is, but it tells you oftentimes there's a problem with the thyroid gland. You know, so Sandy, that's just a little run through on, you know, some of the typical signs. But there's one other thing that I want to say about skin, and that is when we talk about homotoxicology, when we talk about the body's detox mechanisms, you know, we talk about symptoms as signs of the body's defense mechanisms in action. So whenever there's a skin issue that's brewing, it the one thing that it tells us is that there is toxicity in the skin that is not being cleared. You know, so we said earlier that the skin is the biggest detox organ, and so when your skin is getting affected with acne, eczema, psoriasis, and so forth, you know, it also tells a story. You know, for instance, with eczema and psoriasis, it tells us that the body is probably overgrown with yeast. So we often look at the tongue and look at other systems to see if there's other signs of yeast in the body. Oftentimes you'll find that the tongue is coated. You often find a history of vaginal yeast infections. You often see toenail issues too. So that also comes into play. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some specific skin diseases, you know, starting with one that a lot of teenagers deal with, and even adults, Cindy. I mean, acne is one of your favorite subjects, my favorite subjects, because, you know, number one, it's not too hard to treat, you know, from a holistic perspective. So it's one of my favorites because it's also so gratifying to see a skin clear sometimes overnight. You know, when you do, you know, my favorite tool for healing, which is segment therapy, little injections that we do, acupuncture point injections with certain nutrients in them, certain, you know, local anesthetics and certain homeopathics. And virtually within 30 minutes, you can see a massive change happening in the acne. So I just love that, don't you?
Yeah, I've been lucky not to be plagued with a lot of acne in my life. I've had, you know, I didn't have a whole lot as a teenager, but I did have some. And I had a little bit of an adult acne breakout here and there during, you know, my cycles at one point in time. And, you know, I myself went through the segment therapy, and I haven't, you know, one round of that, or actually it was just one set of it, actually, and I haven't had a breakout.
Yeah, I
really
think
it was
since. Literally one treatment.
That was years ago.
And that was years ago, and, you know, and it's gone, and it's it hasn't come back. But it's really, I mean, I have to say, Cindy, that was extraordinary that you went through that, because you don't like needles. But
no, I don't like your needles.
When it comes to skin lesions, you know, blemishes on your perfect skin,
yes,
you were highly motivated to get those segment therapies, I have to say.
Yeah, and you know, because I'm going to live till I'm 120 without a surgery, you know, sometimes I have to make those choices. Little acupuncture needles or a little surgery, you know.
Oh, that's
not going to do the surgery thing.
That's great perspective to have.
To be a little proactive sometimes.
I hope you don't have
it's not painful. You know, I didn't find it painful. I just have a little needle anxiety. Not when I'm giving them. I don't have any problem giving shots. I don't.
When
I'm on the other end of the table and, you know, I'm having to submit to you.
Giving you shots is like an infliction of personal pain, because it hurts me as much as it hurts you.
Yeah.
And you make sure that it hurts me
as
much as it hurts you.
Absolutely. So. Yep. We're in this thing together, right? For good or for bad. But, you know, people love these injections, Peter. I mean, they come from all over the country for them. And, you know, over and over and over, they love what it does for them. And I think it's great because it works on several levels. Not only does it work on the physical level, but you've got the homeopathics in there as well to work on the energy level, the emotional level. That, you know, that makes makes the effectiveness really...
When you say that, people are out there are going, what? Homeopathy works on the emotional level? Yes, folks. You know, that's one of the benefits of homeopathy. Homeopathy actually works on three levels. You know, so in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, there's a chapter on the five levels of healing. And the idea that in order to heal a disease, you have to, number one, discover what the entry point is, and you have to treat the entry point. And you can use the other layers of the paradigm to treat, to enhance and speed up the results. You know, so for instance, when we talk about acne, Cindy, it's very, very important for people to understand there that there's a conflict program associated with every acne sufferer and with every blemish on the skin.
Absolutely. I mean, the question that comes up for people, I'm sure, is, you know, why do you need something that's going to work on any emotional level at all when I have a skin condition? But our body, remember, every single symptom in our body and every disease has an emotional connection at some level.
Now, we're going to talk about the different layers of the skin after the break, and we're going to talk about the emotions that typically come into play in the what we call the epidermis, the outer layer. We're going to talk about the emotions that come into play for the dermis, or the middle layer, and we're going to talk about the subcutaneous layer, too. You know, and that's also where fat cells come into play. So, you know, when people have lipomas and they have subcutaneous skin disorders, we're going to talk about that as well. So, Cindy, this is really fascinating. We're also going to be talking about nutrients. And I want you to mention your Ms. D's skin balm. So I want to make sure that you know what wonderful things are in that skin balm, because it is amazing stuff. But and we're also going to talk about, you know, some of the other remedies that that we commonly use, and the detox mechanisms. How do we detox the body to help detox the skin? You know, so again, the skin is the first sign that something is brewing oftentimes and in your body, and that there's toxicity overload happening with your liver, your kidneys, your gut, your lymphatics not working properly. And Cindy, with acne, eczema, and psoriasis, oftentimes you'll find that there's either constipation or some other, like irritable bowel syndrome. So there's oftentimes a gastrointestinal issue that that also comes up. But of course, most Americans don't know when they're constipated because they think that it's normal to go once a day. So we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
All right. Well, I think also we should touch on massage and acupuncture too, because I think, you know, that's a really, really key component in detoxing the body. All right. We're going to be right back. If you want to give us a call, it's 866-404-6519. We'll be right back.
Give me the news, I gotta. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway. Presented to you by DeVette Wellness. Flammaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flammaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Phlegm Away today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Peter DeVette Live show. Dr. DeVette is an MD who also practices holistic medicine. He definitely is the expert here in East Texas. And, you know, if you're interested in getting some ideas about your health and you know, maybe want a second opinion, some education on what's going on in your life and your health, definitely give him a call or email. You can email him through our website at qhiwellness.com. That's like Quantum Healing Institute, qhiwellness.com. Just click on the email button and Dr. DeVette will answer your questions and give you some education about your health. And, you know, all at no cost to you. So it's a great, great idea to have somebody out there who's willing to, you know, help you on your road to health and educate you further. You know, Peter, I want to talk a little bit about exfoliation. You know, skin takes maintenance, and most people don't spend a lot of time maintaining their skin.
When you talk about exfoliation, you must be talking to the ladies out there, because I don't think the guys have too much.
No. Men have to exfoliate.
They're supposed to exfoliate too? Okay.
You exfoliate your face all the time when you shave, every morning when you shave. But it's really, really, really important that everybody exfoliate their skin. Now, you can get these gloves that you can put on your hands and, you know, rub them all over your skin. You want to slough off all the dead skin cells, but you're also increasing the circulation in your skin when you're exfoliating. And that's real critical, because you've got to have really good circulation in your skin. But we want to talk about exfoliating, but also we want to talk about lathering.
That's the
and don't get
that
too
I
excited.
Really like. I like the lathering part. Yeah.
Now it's
but you can do the exfoliation on me too. You have my permission.
There are some really good things to lather up in. Really healthy things that keep your skin supple and keep it, you know, also toned. Really good essential oils. Grapeseed oil is a great base. Putting in some different essential oils like lavender, maybe some tea tree oil, helps, you know, keep the skin clean, kill off any bacterias, and just keep that skin looking healthy and aging less.
You know what my favorite lathering agent is?
I have this great skin balm I wanted to talk to you about. I made a really nice skin balm for those out there who are suffering with eczema or psoriasis. Dr. DeVette's no longer going to be on the air today.
Well, you know, I won't keep everybody in suspense, but yeah, I think KY jelly is pretty good, though, don't you think?
To each his own.
To each his own.
To each his own.
But Cindy, your skin balm, you know, for people that have minor skin irritations or, you know, problems with exfoliation.
You're cracking yourself up, aren't you?
That is a great product and very, very soothing. So
yeah, it is. And I think we've gotten a lot of feedback on, you know, how good it's been for different skin conditions, different rashes, but also just especially for the face and keeping the face nice and supple. You know, I've got in there some great oils and some great essential oils, different vitamins in there. There's some vitamin E, there's some tea tree oil, rosemary leaf oil, lavender, calendula. I mean, just a whole brew of all kinds of things that are great for the skin. and also, you know, helping to keep the skin healthy.
And it also helps with minor infections. So, for instance, with acne, which is a minor infection, it is very, very helpful, you know, because of the tea tree oil, which I really love, that is in there. You know, it also has evening primrose, you know, for the omega-6s, you know, to get the arachidonic acid levels down. And so, yeah, this is great. And it can even be used as a moisturizer, especially over damaged skin. You know, so if you
definitely
have
I've used it in burns, I've used it in different, you know, abrasions.
Or skin, extreme skin dryness, like the ankles. A lot of people with, you know, with heart congestion, you know, congestive heart failure, and those kinds of things, where the skin is very swollen, oftentimes it just doesn't get the oxygen
and
the
heels,
and also the heels. So this
cracking
is great
of
for
the heels.
Dry heels, you know, especially after you've exfoliated your heels.
Yes, exfoliated.
then you put this on. You know, this.
You should be exfoliating.
I will make a point to put
yes.
that on my priority
I think
list.
Somebody even got you a pair of gloves at one point in time.
How can people get hold of skin?
The Skin Relief Balm. You can call in to QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. 877-484-9735.
And is it online on the shopping
cart? It is. It's on the shopping cart at QHIwellness.com. ShopQHI.com. ShopQHI.com.
And Cindy, when we talk about acne, I wanted to make this point, which is very, very important. You know, acne doesn't happen out of the blue. There's, you know, like with every other illness that we've talked about on the air, there's always a deeper program, a deeper root associated with it. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what happens. And by the way, there's a reason why acne really, really comes into play during the teenage years. You know, you don't see acne in young kids. You don't see acne in, you know, kids 10, 11. But the moment they start having hormones, you know, so that when the hormones come into play, you know, of course, the acne comes along with it. But a lot of most kids, it doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen when they're 13. It doesn't happen when they're 12. But oftentimes by 14, 15, you really start seeing it. So do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Well, if you think about acne, and this will be news for most people. Acne is actually the breakdown phase of tumors on the face. So little tumors develop in the skin, and acne is actually the breakdown phase of that. Those little microscopic tumors. It's actually not microscopic. You can actually see, you know, when a little acne blob is developing, you first have a little raised spot on the skin, and then it inverse and the body starts breaking it down. And it gets an organism involved called the Staphylococcus organism, you know. And there's one in particular called Staphylococcus epidermidis that actually comes into play.
Well, that was very impressive.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So
say that five times really fast. It sounds much better to say acne rather than I have little tumors on my face, which are Staphylococcus epidermis.
But Cindy, what is fascinating is what makes those little bumps occur, you know. And so the conflict program of acne is very simple, and I'm gonna kind of frame this with a little story. If you have, say, for instance, a boy, because boys are tend to be affected more often than girls, and say you turn 14, and finally you're getting really, really interested in girls. And there's this one girl that you really like. She's pretty. She's beautiful. You know, you can't stop looking at her. And finally she pays attention to you. And she looks at you and she's got love in her eyes. And you say, wow, you know, she's noticing me. And, you know, and that story goes on. And you go home that night and you're fantasizing about, you know, dating her, about, you know, having her be your one, you know, having, you know, being called boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, that's this is just a sample story, okay? It's not necessarily every story.
How come your face isn't all broke out?
Well, you'll know.
I'm starting to take this personally now.
You'll know by the end of the story why I'm not broken out. But so So eventually, that little boy makes a move. Okay, that teenager makes a move, and he, you know, and of course, like
gets
any
gets brave
teenager,
and he asks her out.
Yeah, he asks her out, but he's very unsure of himself. He's very, very timid, and so she initially responds positively, but then the next day she won't look at him. Yeah, because for whatever reason she's decided that she's not interested. So she cuts him off. She doesn't look at him anymore. She turns her head away, and she starts engaging in conversation, you know, and looks with other guys. That is like an insult to the aesthetics.
Slap in the face.
Like a slap in the face, literally like a stab in the face. And whichever part of the facial anatomy that is not honored by that person. You know, for instance, if you have an issue with your nose, because when you were born, everybody says your nose looks just like grandpa's, and grandpa didn't, you know, there's something about grandpa that everybody doesn't like. There's a connection made in the subconscious, and again, this sounds far-fetched, but every acne patient that we see, we try to track a little bit of the conflict down so that we can help people to reframe. And Cindy, it is amazing. When we do a little bit of recoil healing and we do the segment therapy, it resets the skin. And even in people with damaged skin, the scars will heal and the acne will not come back. But if we don't explore what the story is behind it, the conflict of aesthetics, we say that someone feels soiled in their aesthetics. Do you know where your aesthetics is? Sweetheart, it's not quite a part of your anatomy, but aesthetics is the nice word that we use for it. Your appearance, you know, your looks. So if you love yourself, if you think you're great, if you think that every feature is perfect, never will have acne. Never, you will not have acne. But if there's one part of you that you dishonor, and you think, oh, I don't like my nose. Guess what? That's going to be the site that acne occurs. I don't like my chin. Growing up, you know, and as I said, sometimes there's fascinating programming that happens very early on. At first look, if you were seen as a beautiful baby, if your mother held you and said, "Oh, isn't she beautiful? Isn't she perfect?" and your daddy said, "Yeah, you know, she's perfect," that child will not get acne. But if mom looked at you and said, "Oh my God, isn't she ugly?"
Now, come on, what kind of mother would do that?
But people joke about that. You know, it's like, oh, you know, that's an ugly baby. You know, and but they don't realize that there's a subconscious program associated with it.
All right. Well, this is quite interesting. You definitely want to join us for the last segment of this show. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. If you want to call, it's 866-404-6519. We'll be right back.
Doctor, give me the news. I got to. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeVette Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. A powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients, including MSM, boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with DeVette Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVette Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Peter DeVette Live Show. We're talking about skin conditions. What does your skin say about you? And, Peter, now that you've tempted everybody to really look at, you know, their emotions and all of the different conflicts, and I know you've talked about some different conflicts here, but I know that's just like the tip of the iceberg. There's so many different conflicts. And the main conflict that is behind skin conditions at so many different angles, let me tell you, is separation. It's the separation conflict when you have a skin condition.
Well, actually,
lots of different stories within
the,
that.
The surface of the skin, like with eczemas and psoriasis, that is a separation conflict. So the brain orchestrates that outer layer because that's the layer that's touched. When somebody touches you, you know, that signal goes to the outer layer of the skin. But when you're not touched, when you want to be touched, but you're not touched, your skin takes on that conflict. You know, so, Cindy, you know, I'll tell one more story but before the end of the show to explain psoriasis and eczema. But but before we do that, I also want to mention that the dermis, the middle layer of the skin, actually has to do with conflicts of attack. So acne, for example, is the middle layer that is affected, not the outer layer. You know, so even though it comes through and you see it on the outer layer, that zit, as we call it, sits in the middle layer. You know, so important to realize. So, for instance, melanoma, a malignant melanoma, is a tumor of the dermis. You know, so and the conflict program associated with melanoma is a conflict of attack. You know, so great example. There is somebody that feels attacked relentlessly by, you know, a loved one, for instance, a spouse, you know, behind their back, literally, you know, and taken for a ride. And like a lawyer that I know, you know, went through three different divorces. And the third time, you know, he came into the marriage, did not do a prenuptial, and his third wife took him for a ride. Took, you know, when he had finally accumulated wealth, took half of it, and he felt very, very attacked. And also, because of his profession, felt attacked constantly by others in the profession, and he developed a melanoma right in the middle of the back, you know, which fortunately cleared. You know, they did do surgery to remove it, but no signs of recurrence. And Cindy, but I also want to say that, you know, with skin diseases, we need to make sure that we also deal with the physical aspect, you know, and that is making sure that there's adequate amounts of certain nutrients. So let's quickly go through the nutrients important for skin. For acne, eczema, psoriasis, and most other skin afflictions, vitamin A is absolutely critical.
A micellized vitamin A, though, Peter.
That's right. So the micellized vitamin A is a liquid vitamin A that is made from a source that is not allergenic, and you take that sublingually. And we have it available in a liquid form. Mm-hmm. That and you have to be careful with your dosing. You know, under physician supervision, we sometimes go higher on the doses. But if you're just taking it out there without physician supervision or without any education to understand what dose is what dose can be achieved, then go a little bit lower, maybe 20 to 50,000 units a day. If you have physician supervision, up to 100,000, occasionally even 300,000 a day for a few days.
Yeah, short periods of time.
That has to be done under physician guidance. So, Cindy, the other key nutrient is omega-3 fatty acids. So omega-3s, so the EPA and DHA.
Now, Peter, which things are omega-3s? I think that's really critical to
fish
help
oil,
people to understand.
Fish oil, flaxseed oil, pumpkin seed oil are three forms. But the one that I usually use is fish oil for the skin. And if that, if somebody is sensitive to fish, then we do flax oil. So,
and we have a really good fish oil here that's really, really pure.
It's double strength.
It's a DeVet Wellness
it's
product.
1000, and it's purified, cold filtered. And then also evening primrose oil or some form of GLA, gamma linoleic acid. So that is critical. So usually evening primrose oil or borage oil or black currant oil. So, and we have all three of those available. If people are sensitive to one, they can take the other. Cindy, vitamin D3 for skin. Vital, because the skin is what activates D3, but if you have a skin problem, you don't get proper activation. So you need to take D3 also in order to help the skin to heal.
And I think being out in the sun is critical. I mean, the sun just really makes the skin healthy. It sterilizes the skin. It's so important. You know, you don't have to be out there an extremely long period of time, but every day getting some sun is important.
And if you have a sun sensitivity, be careful because you might be developing an autoimmune disease. There's a number of autoimmune diseases that or metabolic diseases that can cause you to become sun sensitive. Porphyria is a disease that's related to the liver not being able to detox the breakdown products of hemoglobin. There's another one called lupus. You know, so lupus erythematosus, another condition that leads to skin sensitivity to sun. So oftentimes when you clear the autoimmune disease, the skin sensitivity will go away. So, but certainly one other some other nutrients. When we talk about homeopathics, by the way, there are some great skin homeopathics that we also prescribe often. One is called Cutis. Compositum. Cutis, spelled C-U-T-I-S. It reminds me of cute, but that's the name, the scientific name for the skin. Cutaneous, cutis compositum, and then graphitis. If you have acne or you have eczema, you can use graphitis, spelled G-R-A-P-H-I-T-U-S. Those are available also through our website, which will give... at the end of the program. But, Cindy, I wanted to tell a story about psoriasis. And you know this case. I think you, I don't know if you saw this kid with me, but this was a little two-year-old that we saw three or four years ago. And that little two-year-old came in to us with full skin.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, severe, full-body psoriasis. They called it eczema, but suddenly it was so thick and it was so severe. That
not only that, Peter, it was seeping and her clothes were wet and it was in her hair and it was just, I mean, she was a miserable, miserable baby.
So irritated that just looking at her, you know, without a white coat, but just being in our office aggravated her to no end. She had been so traumatized by physicians sticking her with needles, blood draws one after another, massive doses of steroids. At 2 years old, she had been treated with dose after dose after almost the entire 2 years of her life. She had been on steroids. That's absolutely catastrophic impacts on her metabolism, and she was bloated like a fish. You know, moon face, all of the signs that we see with severe steroid overuse, you know, in adults.
And pretty much they didn't know what else to do with her, Peter.
Yeah,
I mean, the conventional medical system didn't know what to do with her, the parents, the grandparents. It was just,
she had been given antibiotic after antibiotic because the skin would crack and split. As you said, it was leaking. It was literally oozing.
Infections were setting in. And
we did, when she came in, what was the first thing we did? We did recall healing. We sat down and we found out about the story of this child. And by the way, I think we both felt almost panicked that there was no way that we could see a way to help this kid. I mean, when I first talked to the grandmother and she told me what was happening, I really had second thoughts about seeing this child because I couldn't imagine how this could be helped.
But you know us.
Yeah, we take on impossible cases. But... the amazing thing is, Cindy, even while we were sitting in the room, we were talking to mom and grandma. And as we talked, that little baby, that little two-year-old, stopped squirming around. She lay down on the examination table and she fell asleep. And the story, in broad strokes, is this. Mother got pregnant out of wedlock. And mother was in a chaotic situation with the father. So the father and the mother had a tumultuous relationship. They were fighting like cats and dogs. And so, and every few days she would get mad, so mad at the father, because they were living together when she got pregnant, that she would storm off and go and live with grandmother. Grandmother's house was much more stable, but she hated grandmother. You know, so mom and grandma did not get along at all either. And she hated grandma for being over-controlling. So she would stay a few days with grandma, and then she would skedaddle back to the, you know, to the father and live with, you know, stay with him, you know, the father of the baby, you know, her husband. Sorry, not her husband, but her loving boyfriend. And so back and forth she went through the entire pregnancy. Massive stress of separation, you know, in between, because she would feel separation from grandma as she went back to the father, and then separation from him as she went back to grandma's house. That is the program. So when that baby was born, full-blown eczema from head to toe.
But also that continued a little bit after the child was born. The child would get attached to grandma, mom would get mad and leave. Back to grandma, mom would get mad and leave. And this child just had this back and forth and this, you know, attachment issue, separation issue. And she just kept, you know, as soon as she got a little bit healed, bam, separation set in again. And it's just,
and the skin, the outer layer of the skin takes on that conflict. So again, folks, the results was that the skin cleared within 6 weeks, complete clearing of her skin.
Yeah.
Within literally 24 hours.
And just the child hearing the story, mom talking about it, and getting it out in the open, and mom and grandma getting together and reassuring this baby was,
changing the situation.
Changing the situation.
Mom went to live with grandma until the child was better. Mm-hmm. And then she's been working on her relationship with the father. They got married. So things are somewhat better now. And I haven't heard from them for about a year. But it's just amazing. And Cindy, also very heavy doses of Acidophilus antimicrobials rebuilding.
Getting that gut healthy.
With a combination to reset the gut lining called Glutagenics that we use for a lot of people with irritable bowel syndrome. And there's a package for irritable bowel on the web.
Yeah, well, we're out of time here, Peter. But, you know, if you're having skin conditions and you want some education, send us an email. Go to qhiwellness.com, qhiwellness.com. Send us an email. Let us know what's going on with you, and we'll be sure to get back with you. You can also visit our website at shopqhi.com. You can get all of your supplements there. Well, it's been great being with you today, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great afternoon.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a Maggie's loving you.
Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVette Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern.